When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, and happy Monday morning to everybody. A lot of people here in the building have this week and next week off, which is very common in the radio industry for music folks to get a chance to get some time off here before Christmas and the new year here to...
How come adults don't have, like, winter break? You ever think of that?
No, I actually haven't. No.
Okay.
No.
We don't have spring break anymore.
No,
Like, why don't we get those things anymore?
You know? All I know is when you get in sports, June and July around here are kind of the times you take off before camp starts back up for football. At every level, and then you're off and running again, man. So that's...
What if they just, like, closed everything for, like, 2 weeks? We just... Except for, like, vacation places. Those people have to work.
I don't know.
No?
No, I didn't. I never really thought of that, Woody.
Yeah, like, I mean, college kids...
Though.
Well, so college kids get, like, a month off. Winter break's, like, a month. I think for, like, the regular schools, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we don't get that.
Kids get a lot of time off, I have noticed.
Some people we work with do, but we don't.
Woody, you take off anytime you want. I always tell you that. You take
Thank
off
you.
Anytime.
You.
Anytime you want, you need off, you take. Hey, we
you
got
get really upset when
Omar
I
Kelly.
Off.
Nobody,
I
nobody cares, bro, but go ahead and say that. Nobody cares. Go ahead. You're real sympathetic for Hollywood today. Hey, by the way, Hollywood, you know, there are a lot of people who like to come in here if you don't want to come in here. They're like be part of this, you know, and hang out with us a little bit down here.
We are fun guys, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. so yesterday, the Dolphins get a 29-17 win, back to 7-8, got Cleveland on the road, and then they'll play the New York Jets in the last game of the season, and you know everything that's out there right now. You've still got the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Colts. Colts have a 7-8 record, but they beat you head-to-head, and that backup quarterback situation came up short in that game. So there's three teams, two spots, and Dolphins need some teams to do some losing. They need the Colts to lose one. Dolphins obviously need to win both games to go 9-8. And then Chargers and Broncos are both 9-6. If they both get a win and get to 10, they're both in, and it won't matter. So that's kind of how it stands right now with everything. So we played it earlier, the celebration after the game, and Mike talking about bouncing back and all the bad things that were said a week ago about the team, which, by the way, were very deserving for the way they played against the Texans. But they did bounce back. And so I understand both sides of this. 49ers are not the 49ers that you were expecting that have been one of the two or three best teams in the NFC over the last 4 or 5 years. They've been right there at the top and won a lot of playoff games and have lost two Super Bowls to the San Francisco 49ers. But I do know the Dolphins are saying, hey, don't get mad at us. 49ers won a ton of games last year. Don't get mad at us. Cleveland Browns won 12 games a year ago. Don't get mad at us for the, hey, we play who's on our schedule. If they're down and out or banged up, that's just the way it is. We got to beat the teams that are on the schedule. And then others will say, like a lot of our fan base right now, yeah, but you go on the road against good teams like the Texans and Green Bay and Seattle and Buffalo, home or on the road, and you lose. And so that, and of course the backup quarterback situation, which by the way, I will not allow anybody in my life to bring up the backup quarterback, because a lot of teams have to survive to get, when you lose quarterbacks. And so we weren't prepared in that situation.
There's no question you'd be better in the standings right now, right? If you had the quarterback situation, but it still doesn't change the fact that like you had your quarterback for a couple of the big games down the stretch.
You'd probably be sitting in a playoff spot, right? You'd be in double digit right now with a couple games and those things. But
does it change the overall
like, picture of probably don't beat the Bills this year, right? Even with everybody, because you had Tua for the Buffalo games.
Well, not a lot of teams are beating the Bills.
So you're still probably going to finish second in that division and things. So you're still going to be a wild card team. But listen, you probably would have if everything was perfect. But this is football, and nobody, two or three guys got hurt yesterday. Every week, two or three guys get hurt. It's about a 53-man roster more now than ever, with the amount of injuries that you have to have good solid backup players, and you got to develop guys, and you can't just do it through money. You got to do it through the draft and develop and get guys ready to go and all those things. So, but if you're to ask me, Mike is super safe from the way the team is playing. They're playing hard. He called a great game yesterday. He called a really, really good game. He had it dialed up yesterday. He had it dialed up in the running game and the passing game. And look, at numbers could have been a lot better if Tyreek Hill has a Tyreek Hill game instead of what has happened to Tyreek the last couple weeks. But even with Tua and Tyreek not being on the same page, besides the drops, they dialed up the right place. And it was good stuff. And I think, and I'm guessing, understanding the relationship and Tua as a quarterback going forward, that commitment was made that Mike's the best guy for Tua. Mike's the best guy for the important position of quarterback. Now the question is, and it's probably not even a question, they might be sitting in an office somewhere laughing that whatever fans think. But I think Chris Greer's safe too. I think Chris Greer is pretty safe. I think he brings in the good resume. I don't know if he takes in, hey, I'm responsible for this. I don't know how much stuff Chris takes responsibility for. I don't know how he does that. I don't know what he does and doesn't do. I have no idea what Chris Greer, I don't talk to him, so I have no idea what he's doing. But anyway, we'll find out. Couple weeks. I got to tell you, though, man, I said this for the last few weeks. It's going to be really hard to see anybody leaving if this team goes 9-8. It's going to be really hard to imagine anybody getting, except players. There are going to be a big turnover because there's always a big turnover. There might be a surprise in there. They might let somebody go that you weren't, you're like, wow, I didn't see that come. That could be. But as far as front office, coaching staff, I think everybody's pretty safe right now, short of looking just awful and falling apart in these last couple games. I just don't think it's going to happen. They're going to keep playing hard for Mike McDaniel. This team will play hard for him. We've got Omar Kelly going to join us, Woody. Is that correct? We'll talk to Omar on the phone here coming up in just a few minutes, and plenty to talk about with the game. We'll get his take on it, especially tackles were back yesterday, made a big difference on the left and the right side. Isaiah Wynn got some playing time at right guard. He looked pretty good. And, boy, they got it rolling. And I'll tell you what, who has quietly had a really good year is Devon Achane, has really put it together. He and Jason Sanders kicking field goals. My God, 23 straight for him right now. And that guy, Jonnu Smith, that guy playing tight end. Record numbers for this franchise, and we still got two games left. God only knows where this thing's going, but what a year he's had. Tell you who else having a great year. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what, he's helping a lot of people out there. If you're looking, you're a first-time home buyer, You want to get the best rates and get it going. He's got some great programs. He's going to get you the lowest rates possible. And if you just need to get approved quickly, Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage works 7 days a week. So he's even getting people approved on the weekends. He can just get, he just gets things done for you, man. You're out there looking for a place to live. You get it, agree on a price, and you want to, you just got, hey, how quickly can we get this done? Michael Cacci is going to bust his butt to get it done quickly for you. If you're self-employed, you've been climbed by banks, don't worry. Michael Cacci's got a program for you. I just want to let you know, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what they're saying about Michael Cacci. He is Choice Mortgage. He has no life, and he's always working 7 days a week. So this holiday season, you found something, need to get something done. Maybe you're interested in a certain kind of mortgage. Boy, I'll tell you what, Michael Cacci is going to be there for you. It's about great service. That's the difference. And the knowledge to get things done quickly, that's what he does. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. If you're new in town, his name is Michael Cacci. He is Choice Mortgage. He's been doing it for 35 years. 561-441-2730. Call or text him. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Yeah, if he told you that, then that's what we need more of. We need reps. Me and him need more reps. That's what we got to do. That's the secret sauce to me being able to connect with all these guys. You guys see Jonu here? Like that's the secret sauce. If we miss a throw, if we're off on a throw in the team practice or in a routes on air rep, like we'll get together in whatever time we have, whether it's after or during while the defense is on, and we'll get those reps made up. Telling him what I see, and then him also telling me how he feels with running it. So that has a lot to do with reps for sure.
That was Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. And so that was Tua Tagovailoa after Tyreek had said, hey, man, I'm just dropping the ball, and I think it's lack of practice, just not getting enough work. And I'm like, that's on you, man. Tua's right. Like, hey, you want to work on it, brother? I'm always here for you, man. Just let me know what you want to do there. Anyway, Omar Kelly joins us this morning. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging in. I got, you know, in my case, I have a head cold, so that means it's a huge head cold, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I'm good. Omar, man, help me out. What'd you think about, before we get into the game and everything, Tyreek and obviously Tyreek and his quarterback have not been on the same page over the last couple of games. Well, you think the biggest problem is lack of practice reps?
I think it's a contributing problem. Tyreek basically said that my teammates know all that I've been going through, so they understand. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what have you been going through? Outside of, you know, playing the season with a lot of attention focused on you and, you know, having a hurt wrist, which, you know, I've never seen you even wear a wrist brace for.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Tyreek is, and he talked about it, and I do agree with him because I see Tyreek on a regular basis. I deal with Tyreek on a regular basis. I go to talk to him after games, wins and losses. And he's like, yeah, this has been a challenging season, probably my most challenging season, but I'm appreciative for it because it's helped me mature, and it's taught me that this game isn't easy, even though I've made it look easy. And so he hopefully this growth, these struggles leads to growth. And, you know, yesterday everybody knows Tyreek didn't play a good game yesterday. Despite scoring a touchdown. I mean, three catches for 27 yards, yeah. And one touchdown.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's not Tyreek numbers, but that's what he's been doing all season. And I think he came out and he volunteered to talk, and he talked first, and he you know, I'm glad he stepped up, he manned up, and he's like, even though this was a win, I gotta justify myself for why I'm playing the way that I played.
He was disappointed over on the bench. I saw some close-ups, and you could tell he was, I mean, it wasn't like he was mad at anybody. He was just like, damn, I know, and everybody else watching this game knows I did not play well in this game.
Yeah.
And if I'm not on the same page as my quarterback, that's probably on me as well, a lot of it for freelancing some reps and being as sharp as I should be. So I just got to get in this part, Omar, because I got hit with it right away. They played their ass off. They played as hard as possible for Mike. I told everybody they're going to play hard. Nobody's quitting on that team. Correct. And they are going to have a chance after that disappointing loss to go 3-0 in these last three games and go 9-8 on the season. And so people are like, upset. So does that mean we're keeping everybody? Does that mean all of a sudden, because they're 9-8 and the owner's jumping up and down all excited with Tom Garfinkel, I go, it could happen. Yes, that could be the difference.
I don't think it could happen. I think it will happen. I feel a certain way. I feel like, you know, if we keep doing the same thing, why are we going to expect different results? Which is fine if you don't expect different results. But the one thing that I am concerned with, and should be the one thing that could force Steve Ross to do something, is the apathy. And when this fan base checks out, you know they check out, Joe. They're gone, and it's very difficult to get them to come back in. And I think this is also a very unique market, and I'm trying to think of what markets are like it, maybe outside of Atlanta, where very few people are like me who grew up in South Florida and grew up Dolphin fans. And yes, I just admitted I'm a Dolphin fan. And Barry. You know, very few people, everybody's a transplant, so it's easy for them to check out. You know, this is the local team and they pay attention, but when they struggle or when they don't play well, they're like, oh, well, you know, they just check out. And my fear is that we run it back, which I think we definitely are going to run it back. One way or the other, we're going to run it back. But then we get the same results and then we're like, gosh darn it, why did we do that when the same thing happens?
Yeah, so that's I kind of got that feel just from the vibe of the owner and everybody yesterday. Like I felt a little bit like they felt like we got a playoff position or something because they were kind of pumped up. So I think they do come back. Obviously, it's going to be big turnover as far as the roster goes. They'll be getting rid of a lot of guys. But if people are looking for changes as far as Chris Greer. I don't think it's going to happen, and they're going to tell you why, and you're like, wow, I can't even believe this came up. I mean, my God, all the you're like, oh, okay.
How do you guys not see what we see? And a team that was injured, and you know, we almost made it, and you know, if we would have had some lucky bounces here and there, you know, maybe against Arizona and maybe against Buffalo, you know, we would have been in the playoff picture. But I mean, Joe, you know, that's the same story we hear every year and that's what I wrote. That, you know, it was a smile. It was the big cheesy smile from Steve Ross that was just like, yeah, we ain't doing nothing. This is it, and we're gonna run it back. And I think they have a right to run it back. Let's finish out what we start before we press the reset button. And if they don't feel like they finished it out, because I think the only thing that probably could have done it is, let's say they lose and then they lose another game, and then they have a losing record.
Right. On that. I told everybody. Oh, I see the bio, and the bio says another winning season for Chris Greer. Right in the front, Chris Greer, another winning season. First time in such and such history going back to pop.
And it's the first time since 1997 to 2003, just so I know it, I've written it. And that's important. That's progress. But here's the thing. Is it enough progress to take us over the hump? Everybody knows that this is a good franchise. They're a competitive franchise. The question is, are they a title-contending franchise? And will they be a title contending franchise? And what do they need to do to be a title contending franchise? There's a lot of work to be done, and a lot of rebuilding to do, and we're probably gonna run it back, which is fine.
Fine.
I mean, it's fine.
So look, we have a good team. We do. We have a good team. We have a good team, but it's not a great team. It's not. I watch those games. It's not the other guys are playing. It's not Pittsburgh. It's not Baltimore. It's not Kansas City. It's not Buffalo. Don't we want to be in that party a little bit though?
Yeah. I mean, but they believe that they can build it, Joe. They believe they can build it and build it right. And look, hey, they made changes to the offensive line, Joe, and all of a sudden the run game came back. Look at that. Look at there. You know, it's not the bad tattling evaluation. It's, you know, hey, maybe it's just a, you know, change here and there, Joe.
I think it's a little more change here and there, though, with some of this roster at certain positions on both sides of the football, to be fair, right? I mean, so here's what I'm afraid of in the offseason, and this is a conversation I was going to have with you later, but what the hell. So I just want people to be strong enough and not be in love with guys and or just put a lot into a guy on a draft pick. If he can't play, man.
Yeah.
Let him go. Stop the love. It is a cold-hearted business. Don't worry about it. It makes you look bad. Or I know I can get more out of him. I'm going to keep him. And that's a combination of GM and head coach I'm talking about. That you just have to have honest and go, hey, man, we've given you enough time, man. It just hasn't happened. Or no, I can't fall in love with my backup quarterback. I have to take an honest look in the mirror.
Yup. And, I mean, you watch. Remember those practices where Tua didn't practice
in
the offseason?
Yes.
And they looked like trash. You should have said to yourself as an organization, hey, we need to do better than this. And they didn't. Liam Eichenberg, you know, God bless Liam. He tries hard, but he's probably the worst guard in the NFL. And all of a sudden, the 1 week that he gets replaced by, you know, or shares snaps with Isaiah Wynn, all of a sudden the run game returns after a 6 week hiatus. And then it's Isaiah Wynn whose block springs Devon Achane.
Right.
Oh, just imagine if you've actually had a guard that could actually spring Achane in earlier points of the season. It's. We'll see, Joe. But yeah. they got to build this thing back. And the question is, do you have confidence and belief that they can build it back and build it back better?
Well, that's the thing, and your fan base doesn't believe that whether it can happen or not. And the other thing is, listen, Mike called a great game yesterday. He put together one of his best games, I thought, for everything considering that. What they went through, he ran the ball. I love some of the play calling, and it was a game that Tyreek, you know, could have been better, right? With the Tyreek, they got him in one-on-one situations, but Mike's safe, by the way, and I got no problem with that. I think it's best for Tua, and I have no problem. I want Mike back. The question will be the guy at the top. I mean, if we're going to be real honest, the guy is the guy over the top. So. I don't know. And I know I had a little Perk talk yesterday and got with Perk a little bit because, you know, Perk's been floating all over. If keep everybody for another year. Well, if you get rid of him, he must have taken a little heat. I don't know if you were with Perk yesterday. So because he was like, well, if you're going to get rid of him, you got to get rid of both of them. And
No, you don't. Get rid
of both of them, so. But I think everybody's safe, so we might be wasting our time here.
We are wasting our time and wasting our breath.
I'm glad you said that. All right, and if you had a first pick right now, your selection would be what position? Not player, but what position it would be?
Probably a defensive tackle. It's harder to find in this draft. Go find you a new Christian Wilkins because, you know, Zach Sealer can't do it alone. And Calais, you know, hopefully – Calais, I honestly think this might be his final season. And hopefully they – as I told you, hopefully they will cut him probably before the season finale so
will
that he can go.
That?
Joe, I'm dead serious, man. Like,
and by the way, he made a play yesterday. Won't show up on the stat sheet on that interception. Oh. On that interception.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cater, that ball, you're going, what the hell was with that throwing? Big Cater, big Calais right in his face as he's throwing it.
He's a good player. I hope he does end up with, you know, the Lions or the Ravens or the Chiefs and wins it all. I'd be so happy for him because 17 years, 900 tackles, Joe.
No, he has stuffed the stat sheet, man. He has stuffed the stat sheet in his career. But we're a little different. Like, I don't want to sit and watch the playoffs and watch Calais Campbell making a tackle for the Ravens.
That would be the only thing you got to root for, Joe. Like,
I want to root for him in this uniform. He looks really good in that Dolphin uniform.
He can come back in this uniform. If you want him to come back, you know what you do? You let him go. You want him to come back and you want him to play, you let him free. That's what they say about the ladies, Joe. If you love them, let them go. You understand what I'm saying?
No, they don't tell me that. I haven't had a lot of that anyway, but no. I love you, but go date somebody else. I love you because I really love that feeling where I can't eat macaroni and cheese because my heart's broken. Yeah, I don't.
Listen, if you let him go, he might be back. He might come back. Right. And it comes back to you, it's yours. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole saying, Joe.
Hey, by the way, before I let you go, too. You did not send me a picture, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. That was. I figured you'd like that one.
Oh man, did I? You are too much, man. You are, Omar. You are too much, brother. You are too much. I laughed my ass off. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got that, and I was like, "Look at that!
Only for you, Joe." I was out till 4 a.m. this morning, like, you know, trying to enjoy myself in my holiday season.
I thought you were gonna take it easy. I thought we had a goal till the first of the year.
I am, Joe. I ain't taking them. Well, okay. I mean, I'm not.
Not what?
I'm not doing the dance till the new year.
What's that mean? You're not sleeping with them, or you're just flirting? What are you telling me?
I'm not doing the dance. I'm just, you know, I'm just gonna entertain.
All right.
Just have fun.
All right. Well, I wish you the best in having fun then over the next couple of weeks. So anyway, Omar, appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
All right,
we didn't get a lot accomplished, but I think we're both on the same page of where this thing's heading. So anyway, we'll leave it at that. All right, Omar, thank you. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald joining us. Talk a little bit about the Dolphins yesterday, who get a 29-17 win. Man, it was a tight game, and next thing you know, got that running game going with Achan, and man, they are off to the races. And Jason Sanders, 5 field goals, 23 straight for him now. On the season, a record-breaking day for a tight end, another pick for Cater, and the O-line, minus a couple holds, were pretty damn good yesterday, man, got a nice grade. All right, right now I want to tell you about something else getting a great grade, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh my gosh, you never know when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic who you're going to see. You never know when you're there who you're going to see. And I look up, and boy, there's people I work with there. And I get this look, and I go, don't be embarrassed, man. I'm glad you're here because I know it works, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic is fantastic. ED and low T will disappear. I always say this, man. Guys don't go around telling guys they have ED. We just don't. We'll admit on low T, but we don't like to say our sex drive is gone. I don't know. It's a manly thing, and it's normal. Like ED and low T happen to every guy sooner or later, sometimes in your 40s, sometimes in your 50s, sometimes in your 60s. And yes, boy, did it hit me hard in my 60s. And I got to tell you, when it did, and I mean I had everything, full-blown ED and low T and tired, no energy, was gaining weight, and I was like bringing home on a weekend, no sex drive. My poor wife was making excuses for me. It's okay. You're probably just tired again. Well, listen, I don't know about you, but I want to get more out of life. That's why I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic and got great results, and you will too. All you have to do is set up that first appointment here for the holiday season. Give yourself a gift of Atlantic Men's Clinic. It'll be worth it. It'll be great. You go in, you meet with their professional staff. They do all the testing, the T, the PSA test. You wait, you get the results. They go over everything with you, and they put you on a program. You decide if you want to do it. I think you will. They got six locations in South Florida to serve you. Got actually more on the way. Call them today, 877-455-7300. You tell them, Joe Rose said it worked for him. Does he really come here first of all, or is he making it up? They're going to go, yes, he's a regular client. 877-455-7300. I'm on my way, baby. Visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get ready for great results. Boy, start feeling better. Energy, sex drive back. If it sounds good to you, Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it.
All right, it's time for weather. Brought to you by the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is in the mid-60s, depending on where you are listening to the show from here in Florida.
We got to get it up to close to 70, though.
No, I like it a little cool, man.
For tennis?
Nah, screw you. I like it a little cool.
Everybody's being selfish about temperature. Whatever it is, man.
Can't sweat in that stuff.
Hey, by the way, that's why we live down here. Yesterday was perfect at that stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, if you're going to go to a game, it was a perfect day to go, man.
I got to tell you, though, I'm a little concerned for Mittens over here. You know, he's got to go up to Cleveland and New York. Omar Mittens Kelly.
Man, no, it's going to be fine.
His hands get cold.
Weather's not going to be bad.
His hands get cold.
Yeah.
Concerned. I am concerned about that.
They'll be fine. Those guys,
you got to use those fingers to
swiping. Those guys know when you play in December and January, they know very well, all of them, in the whole league. You're going to catch some cold ones.
There's no way we lose either of those last two games, so it doesn't matter. But
there's no way?
No way.
Were they that bad yesterday?
Oh, my God. The Browns?
Even Jameis Winston got benched. I thought he might be the future, and they benched him. I guess that took care of that real quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns thing is, it's a mess. And then the Jets, you know what the Jets are all about. That thing was so fun to watch yesterday. Just watching Rodgers, first of all, he gets the crap knocked out of him all the time.
What did they score, like 9 points?
Yeah, he scored 9 points.
Oh.
Yeah. At home. Rams, travel across the country.
He sounds like he's been politicking a little bit about coming back. And
yeah, well, he knows who's in and who's out now, right?
And now, and politicking about coming back, and I'll work with a young quarterback. If they get one, I'll be different than Brett Favre was with me. Apparently, Brett Favre didn't help him at all. It's very funny. Some of this stuff's been very, very entertaining.
I was surprised to hear there was a plane overhead. I did not see that yesterday. That was...
Oh, yeah. Somebody spent some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to work for them, right? I mean, you keep telling us how safe everyone is.
What do you think?
By the way, I do agree with you after seeing that picture yesterday. Seeing Ross didn't look like a man who was upset.
9-8.
Picture's a little, it's kind of comical.
The 9-8, and I felt this, and then I had a chance after that win to really feel it yesterday of like, you know what? They get two more wins on the road, which has been the knock against these two teams they play. And
half the knock. You're playing really bad teams in cold weather, so I guess we're going to find out if it's either the cold or if it's the teams or a combination.
So the Dolphins, and people will say it's not easy to win in the league, number one. And number two,
yeah, sure.
you can't predict. Did you think that the Jets were going to be this bad and the Browns were going to be this bad after last year? One team won.
Well,
hell, the Jets going to win. They won more games last year with the kid they couldn't wait to get rid of. With no offense, they won more games they're winning with Aaron Rodgers. And the Browns won 12 games. They won a playoff game last year with Joe Flacco.
Yeah. I just don't see any way, unless the Dolphins just freeze, I don't see any way they lose those games. The Browns are a tough situation.
Well,
and the Jets are even worse.
You're right. If are the Dolphins favored in this game? What's Vegas say?
You're asking me if they're favored?
Yes.
I would assume yes.
By a few points, right? Not by a lot. Not on the road.
I'll get the line for you. I would assume they're favored.
Like 2 or 3 points, maybe? Sound
what?
Right?
Dude, the Dolphins should crush these guys.
What, do you think it's going to be a 10-point on the road?
Six.
Oh, it is six.
Number six.
Wow.
I mean, I would have thought it would be more than that.
No, you didn't.
By the way, the get-in price, you know, I always tell you they do that tickets as low as $14.
I know some people going to that game.
I hope you didn't buy them tickets. You should have sent them to...
No, they got good tickets. Leroy took care of them.
Ah.
Leroy's going up to the game.
He's popular up there, huh?
He is.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He was.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. He lets us know.
Oh, will you stop? Why are you like this?
I like to take shots at Leroy.
You like taking little jabs at everybody, man. Not today.
Total 40 and a half, by the way.
Yeah, no, I...
We're going to get some points?
I don't know.
I think there's no way they lose either of these last two games.
All right. And
you think now all of a sudden you're concerned. You tell me how they're going to win every other game. Now you're concerned?
I'm not concerned. There's a good chance they go 9-8. I agree with you. I don't disagree. There's a good chance they go 9-8, and they keep playing like that. They're all on the same page about wanting to get a winning record. They're still alive. There's still officially 2 weeks left, and it's not over yet. And they're going to keep playing until they get the word San Francisco got before the game. We're out of it. I guess they found out before the game, after the game, they said, by the way, Washington just won, came back and beat Philly.
Talk about great games. Man, that was one hell of a game.
How good was Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, he's really good. And that, you know, for the people that are always like, you just got to keep drafting, he is an exceptional player.
Some people thought he was better than Caleb Williams, right? Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Going back
forth? Yeah, absolutely. And those people, like, you know, they got dunked on because they go, Caleb Williams is the sure thing.
And then on top of that, Bo Nix might be the second best quarterback in this draft. If we're just going by the work they've done so far, Bo Nix is having he's one game away from putting his team in the playoffs after
Caleb Williams has looked rough, man. Someone said the cold weather will trump the ineptitude of the opposition. The slippery, I'm not gonna read the rest of that, but
I don't know.
I just don't buy into this, like, they can't play in the cold at all thing. I think it's a major combination of they've played good teams in the cold.
Yes, that is true.
But here, you know what, man? We're going to find out, right? You're playing arguably two of the worst teams in football, if not the two worst teams in football in cold.
I think the Raiders, aren't they? Oh, are you talking about the two worst?
I'm just saying from the eye test. I mean, either way, man, like, the Browns are really bad. That guy can't complete passes, you know.
Are they going to go back to Jameis now?
I have no idea what they're going to do. Either way, like, and it's not like, by the way, like Jameis is from, Alaska or something.
All right.
I mean, come on.
Honestly, the whole cold weather thing is going to be.
We're going to kill the narrative this week, man.
So there's two things I want to go away this offseason. I don't want to hear about cold weather anymore. And I don't want to hear about too deep.
Well, you better win these next two games then.
So, Ty, it was so nice yesterday that we didn't talk about too deep, and Mike actually got the ball, and I mean, didn't complete them, but got some throws and areas they wanted to, and we didn't have to hear about the too deep, because that too high or too deep is just getting really, really old topic to hear. And by the way, you can run the ball. We don't have to throw it in the way of the run. Yesterday, they got after it, and especially late in the game, and ran it well. Hey, Mike McDaniel called a hell of a game. He called a really, really good game yesterday, and those guys are playing hard, man. They are playing hard on both sides of the football, and you got a smoking hot field goal kicker right now.
Well, what does it mean, Joe? The Texas says Chris Greer saves his job with a 3-game winning streak, so toxic to the future. You're putting a lot of weight on these last three games.
I am?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying the Dolphins organization seems to be.
9-8, and then the bio will say 5 straight years of a winning record, and the first time since, I don't know how long it's been. I'm guessing it's been a while since we've gone, 10-6? It might not help me out. Brian Flores went 10-6 for sure 1 year, didn't make the playoffs. 9-8 in a year. Mike went 9-8, and then he went 11 or 12 wins, whatever they got last year, and then this year 9-8. That'd be By the way, that doesn't go to the coach. That goes right to the GM's bio.
Can I do one more here with you really quick, Joe? This has to jump to the front of the line whenever we get a baseball text. I don't even know if you saw this because it was kind of under the radar, but did you see Jesus Luzardo was given away to the Phillies?
Everybody told me not to talk about it. I said, and by the way, as soon as the Ace, they find out that arm is good, his ass is gone too. They're going to trade him. Soon as the Ace, coming off Tommy John surgery, soon as he gets some good starts in and gets back and he can throw hard and he's getting guys out, they're going to trade him too.
Do you have a grasp on their game plan over there? Like, if you had to tell this fan from the 786 who's texting in this morning, he seems very passionate. He goes, why within the division? Pain and misery. What would you say to this person as far as, like, what do you believe the game plan to be?
They are building up the minor league system. They're going to develop their own players. And this is the way they did it in Tampa Bay, and we can do what they've done, and we can get back. Meanwhile, everybody in the National League East is spending like records amount of money on proven veteran players.
I mean, I don't know how you compete with that, though, if you're the Marlins. Like, realistically, right? Like, well, no matter what you do, like, the Mets are giving out billion-dollar contracts, essentially. Like,
I'll tell you one thing you don't do. You don't go around telling everybody that you're spending money on your front office and your locker room, your clubhouse. Please save that. If you're going to be an owner of a baseball team, at least be smart on things you say. Nobody cares.
We
spent money on our front office. Like, we just spent another $2 million on our front office to bring in some really good pieces. And boy, I tell you what, there's stuff in that minor league system, or guys that are close to minor leaguers, close to coming up. I don't know. I saw that coming.
You seem like very defeated over this Marlins thing.
No, not me.
You all right?
Like, you tell me, just go out. Just go out to the
I always tell you
kid.
It's fun, bro. Like, you just, yeah. It is what it is. Can we give it an is what it is?
It is what it is.
I broed you and I gave you an is what it is.
It is what it is. Well, 9 o'clock hour's coming up.
Dodgers are coming to town this year.
Dodgers are coming.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're going to be loaded. Go see the Dodgers. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Man, I love talking. Jeff and Amanda, just between us, should be out there in the afternoon here to take care of Mrs. Rose. So, Amanda, I'd appreciate if you were there. Just text me or call me if you're not. Not that I don't trust Jeff, but he doesn't have the taste in stuff that women like. And Jeff, nothing against. I've been with Jeff a long time, man, 30 years. Listen, Beverly's Jewelers, for all you last-minute Joes out there, they have everything you need for this holiday season. Today and tomorrow, still going to be working right to the end there. They have a huge selection of earth-grown and lab-grown certified diamonds backed by their low-price guarantee. I tell everybody, they got something for everybody, whatever you're looking for. Necklace, bracelet, earrings, they got it all. They find, you're not going to find the diamond, same diamond for less anywhere. They have an unbeatable selection of diamond studs and tennis bracelets and jewelry for every style, especially to score big here at the last second during this holiday season. Say big with discounts up to 50 to 70% off select items, or you can even craft a piece that is truly one of a kind with their state-of-the-art design studio. With interest-free financing and free gift wrapping, Beverly's makes the holiday shopping so much easier. And by the way, if you need extra cash, bring in your old gold and jewelry. My wife did. They'll buy it on the spot with no hassle. I trust Beverly's and have for more than 30 years, and I know you can too. I'm going to that store today on Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Their showroom is really nice. They got great people there. Or you can shop online at bevjewelers.com to find out what they have. This holiday season, discover, and it's almost over, why Beverly's really is where South Florida gets engaged.